The Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, or SAVE Act, would also require people to register to vote in person. That means they could no longer register through the mail or online. That would make it difficult for many tribal members, who live on reservations that are far from cities and highways, says Jacqueline De Leon. She's an attorney with the Native American Rights Fund and a member of the Usuleta Pueblo in New Mexico.
The nearest election offices for many rural Native Americans can be over 100 miles round trip.
Voters would also have to show proof of U.S. citizenship, like a passport or birth certificate. De Leon says the bill claims that tribal members could use their tribal IDs.
But tribal IDs would have to have a place of location of birth on them to qualify, and most, if not all, tribal IDs don't have that on them.
But the SAVE Act does face long odds in the Senate, where 7 Democrats would have to join Republicans to allow it to proceed to a vote. For National Native News, I'm Caleb Radel.